Commissioners Court for Monday, January 13th, 2025 at 9 a.m. begins here.
We're ready. Okay, this is a meeting of Franklin County Commissioners Court. Open meeting at 9 a.m. here in the Franklin County Courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. We'll start with Scotty. Do you want to pray or do you want him to keep praying?
I'll let him.
Okay. Scotty, lead us in the word.
This one? Father, we come to you in prayer this morning, Lord. We just do thank you with grateful hearts, Lord, for all the blessings that you give us. And we thank you, Lord, for our country, for our state, our county, Lord, all of our neighbors and friends, little people we get to do life with. We're grateful. We pray that you bless us this morning, dear Lord God, as we take care of the business you have for us here in the county. Give us wisdom and knowledge and understanding in all decisions and choices we make. We just continue to pray for your blessings, Lord, for this nation. I pray that you protect us from those that seek to do us harm and evil. We pray for our allies all across this world. We pray for Israel. And Lord, we pray a special measure of your grace and mercy for the people of California. They're going through all the difficulties they're dealing out there with the wildfires. Pray that you bless them and meet their needs as well. We ask all this, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to thee, Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
Thank you. All right, we are now public comments. If anybody would like to speak, and let me say, I'm going to say first that at 2 o'clock we'll be having a workshop. I know that I've been getting lots of phone calls this weekend. We're going to discuss fire department stuff and Paul stuff. That'll be a great place to. We got a gentleman coming from Austin about the emergency service districts. He's a lawyer that has been hired to come up, so there'll be a lot of questions. If you have any questions that you can think of this afternoon to do that, we'll be glad to do that. And you can speak today if you want to, but yes, ma'am. Mary, you go first. You raise your hand.
I do. I have a little bit of comment on the tax abatement process. And I know when we did it before, I had spent some time reading through the 312 and such, and this time I went ahead and called the comptroller's office. I didn't call him. I sent him an email and asked him some questions.
Yeah, I've read
And I did send you all the questions that I sent, but I wanted to bring it here and kind of try to clarify what's the thinking, I guess. But one question was, if the Commissioner's Court has stated they don't want to provide abatements to any business, is it still required to adopt guidelines, or is it that only if they want to provide abatements, they must adopt the guidelines? The answer was, local governments do not need to have any written documentation if they opt not to consider reinvestment zones, guidelines and criteria, or abatements. They only need to take action if they wish to consider offering abatements or receive abatement proposals. Action begins with the development and the approval of the guidelines and criteria, then the development and approval of the reinvestment zone and an approval of the resolution of the abatement eligibility notice to other taxing units with jurisdiction over the same property. So that to me says, if you don't want to, which I think it's been stated different places, different times, we don't want to offer these tax abatements. And we know in particular what my concern is, but I think it was a general statement. Why bother with the guidelines? Because that's kind of an invitation for companies to come and apply for that tax abatement. But back to the resolution that y'all passed. This is dated February 27th, 2023, and it doesn't have to do with the 180 days because that 180 days in this resolution had to do with the road use agreement. This went on, that was number two, this is number three. The Commissioner's Court shall not grant a tax abatement under 312 of the Texas Tax Code or provide any other investment incentive that would encourage, facilitate, or contribute to the construction of any industrial-scale solar or wind energy production facility in Franklin County. So I'm back to, if you don't want to offer the abatement, why have the guidelines in place for them to use?
And we'll talk about that before when we come up. So, all right, thank you, Mary. Anybody else?
Yeah, I just want to thank everybody. You know, the situation with the dumping of sewer quarter mile from my house. We got on it, and as of yesterday, there were 105 comments received, 114 comments found. I appreciate the commissioners signing off on that resolution. You guys gave us 5 points. So, just want to thank everybody.
They separated every one of us.
Yeah, they did. They separated everybody. You as a new comment, even though they had the resolution as the attachment of the document. But the email works. Let me tell you guys, we got emails out there to all of our mailing lists and with the help of others, and this is what we came up with. So I just want to thank everybody
thank
for doing
you,
that. Don't know what the outcome's going to be, but we tried.
Big government. That's fighting big government.
Well, okay. No, that's me.
Yeah. All right. Anybody else? All right. We'll start with number one. Consider and take action to approve the minutes from December 31st, 2024 regular commissioners court meeting and January 1st, 2025 special meeting.
Move to approve the minutes.
Second. Okay. Got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number two. Consider and take action to approve monthly reports. Right.
December 2024 monthly report. The county attorney, $125. Constable, $400. Tax assessor, $6,768.40. Property taxes, $1,604,536.63. County clerk, $17,157.56. District clerk, $10,511.75. Justice of the Peace, $23,064.05. Sheriff's Office Commissary, $6,150.73. Treasurer Fourth Quarter Fees, $4,348.88. Library, $459.70. Interest earned at 4.66%, $41,629.76.
Okay, any questions?
Another monthly report.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number three, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments.
The amount submitted for your approval is $644,551.24. I'm sorry, 34 cents.
Okay.
One more time, please.
$644,551.34.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, do I have a motion to approve?
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. That's no good. Okay, number four, consider and take action to approve revised changes to guidelines criteria for Franklin County tax abatement statement. Now, this was tabled from a previous meeting. I would like to, after kind of reading what Mary kind of sent me, and I was reading that and everything. I called Hopkins County and I said, and let me say this about tax abatements. I've never really done a real big favor, but then I kind of got thinking, either you want stuff to come in here to help pay taxes or you don't. You know, whenever you have an industry come into the community, they help relieve some of the tax burden off of homeowners. So that's a good thing. When you bring industry in here, you also bring more homeowners. You also bring people into a community that buys groceries, they go to restaurants, they do all kinds of things. And it builds up a community. Like I've said before, I've got family members that are against anything coming in here because they like living in a small community and they don't want it to grow. They want to stay. But the problem with that is I use Talco, Texas as a example. Talco used to, in the 20s and 30s, when the oil industry was booming, that was a massive little town. I mean, if you've never been to that old school, if it's still standing, that thing had marble walls and marble floors, and it was really, really nice. So, you know, it's just something that we, as a county, do we want to be able to give a tax abatement later on to any industry that does come here that provides jobs? I'm not for any tax abatement for anything that comes here that doesn't provide jobs. And solar was one of them that was coming in here, wasn't going to provide anything whatsoever. So I was totally against that. But there,
if you don't have a guideline,
that's true.
The good company is going to bypass you.
Well, that's the reason. Here's what I'd like to do today. I would like to take no action and vote no on this. I'd like to give you a copy of ours that we had before. You can look at the ones. I would like to give y'all a copy. Let me pass this down. This is Hopkins County. Still got their name on. We can change and kind of look over, and then we can fix up our own abatement if that's what your pleasure is to do something like that. If not, then we'll go forward on something else. Mary, do you have something?
I do. I would ask that you also maybe talk to Titus County, because Titus County has said to me they're not giving a tax abatement to anybody. Hopkins County is covered up with this stuff.
Yeah. So they give up. And that's the reason I kind of wanted to see theirs and ours, because ours was, I imagine the one we had to be able to kind of grew up for us was kind of more strict than anybody's, really and truly, where we're at. But we can, you know, if you're up to make changes, we'll bring this back up. I would like to, now we're going to vote on this here just to see what y'all want to do. If y'all want to approve what we have with the additions, I didn't really like the additions of Senate. Well, I said we may send it to the voters, and that's may is a big word. There's shall and may and all the words that you can use. But I would like to come back and kind of let y'all study what y'all would like, if y'all would like something. And we can come back and say, I don't think we ought to have a tax abatement policy. And that way, we don't even have any discussion, correct? And that's the way I read it. Is that if you don't have a tax abatement policy, you don't give a tax abatement. But I know the city's looking at some right now, and the school district does not give tax abatements. I don't think they ever have. Somebody correct me here. They're not allowed.
They do a 313 agreement, but those are expired as well.
Yes. Yes, okay. So they don't do tax abatements either. But whenever talking to Titus County and talking to Hopkins County and some more counties I've talked to, they don't want us to do a tax abatement because they get the business, because they give the offer and let the big businesses come there and the jobs come to their community. And Mount Vernon and Franklin County, as you know, over the past 40 years that I've been here, back here, this is a bedroom community for Sulphur Springs and Mount Pleasant. And the homeowners that we have, they are the tax paying people. We have nothing except people like Lowe's that pay the big taxes. And you can tell them about Lowe's, you know. I mean, it's every year, it's a battle. They're doing their appraisals on them and everything. So I would, that would be my recommendation to on number four today, is to take no action at this time, or to vote no. That's my recommendation, but whatever y'all want to do. But I've said my piece, so Charlie, do you have something?
Yeah, I do. For the last 8+ years, I have been working with the EDC in Sulphur Springs, and what they do, and I'm sure you've talked to Hopkins County on this, Hopkins County, what they do is they do go out and solicit new businesses with the promise of a tax abatement, but they have to guarantee at least a minimum of 50 new employees for whatever business comes in.
Yeah, and that's what the FM had done when I was reading last Commissioner's Court. There's a list of how many jobs, what the percentage was, and I kind of like that. I do like that.
Yeah.
I know when I was looking at Hopkins County stuff, there was some stuff that was a little bit different, but basically it's the same stuff, the guidelines and how it works. But no, I'm not for giving a tax abatement for somebody that brings jobs into this community.
As it relates to the solar, if we do a tax abatement for that, it would have to be something like X number of jobs per square acre or something like that. Because they could take thousands of acres and hire 6 people. It would need to be more than...
I don't think we got solar coming in here anymore.
We don't.
I think it's gone.
There's but if we made the tax abatement policy say something like that, it would be prohibitive for them. You know, if they're taking thousands of acres or they want to lease thousands of acres, then they need to have X number of jobs, and they're never going to do it.
Well, I think the citizenry has talked enough about this that we're not going to give them a tax break if they come in here. If they brought in 400 jobs, I don't think we're going to.
As long as they can get those 400 jobs going.
That's right. And I don't think the federal government's going to be backing green industry like they were. And yes. I think that's the reason they're going to back off.
Samsung is, they've been trying to contact me for the last 2 months over here. Out here, yeah. Yeah. Actually, they got Terracon that's over there in their exploration right now. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't talk to me anymore. They had talked to me in 2 years.
You're so pleasant, I don't understand.
They never had to worry about where I stand.
Terracon's been doing an exploration out there for about 7 or 8 years.
Yeah. All right. Well, what's your pleasure, guys?
We'll take no action.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion to take no action. A motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have. Okay. Number five, correct? Consider to ask to approve the revised changes to the Franklin County Road Use Agreement. Well, where's our attorney here?
Matt sent an email and said that it was okay if you guys think it's fine.
Okay. Oh, okay.
He okayed it over the email.
So he's good with it? Okay. All right. Do I have a motion?
So moved for a motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on.
I just had a question. That's one of the few meetings that I guess I missed, but can you kind of cover what those revised changes are at this point?
I'm going to let one commissioner handle
it. This one was instead of a security bond, it was a cash bond, cash, changing it to cash option. Mm-hmm.
Which is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Well, it's actually they call it a line of credit.
Letter
of
credit.
And about the same thing. It goes into a lot more detail than just a regular security bond or performance bond, as we call it. When you do a bond with them, it's going to be $500,000, and that's all to tear up $2 million worth of property. And then you got to fight the insurance company. And most of the time, every bond that I've got through those has been through Travelers, and they're not good to work with. Matter of fact, they canceled the last bond. I didn't even know it was possible for them to do it, but they did for a time limit.
Did you say it is a cash bond or the letter of credit?
The addition is for a letter of credit. Cash bond. I guess it's cash amount. And we can name that amount. Instead of we can hold them to the $500,000 performance bond too. I mean, pretty much what the court wants to do.
All right, anybody else?
That's basically all the changes we're going to do.
Okay. All right, we got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have. Okay, number six. Consider and take action to approve paper. Did you get your... Oh, here you go. Okay. I was wondering who he was. Okay. Consider and take action to approve payment of $113,855 for damages to County Roads 2100 and 2210 in Precinct 2 and approve a full release to Encore. So I'll let you turn it over. Here's our gentleman right here.
I've got the damage release. I've got a check in exchange.
Okay.
Encore would need two signatures, and I brought a picture in case y'all wanted one.
Okay.
Yes. It would just be your signature, and
I will
sign as well.
Okay. All right. May I have to get it from the clerk's office. Okay. Any discussion on this? You got a motion?
Maybe it's that.
Second.
Got a motion, a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Okay.
That check will need to go to Harris.
Can I give him a copy of his copy right now? Because I got you a copy. Here
you go. Yeah, I need two of them.
Oh, okay. You gave me three then.
Yeah.
13.
And then if you want to give you y'all's copy, I'll sign it for you.
Okay, yes. She got the check, right?
Is that all of them?
He's got the other one, he's gonna sign our copy, make sure.
He needs two.
That's two of them up there.
And that here is our copy. He had to sign that one, but that was my signature for y'all.
Okay.
And Harry, if you'll make a copy of that check to me and one for Bruce as well.
Okay, are we ready to go to number seven? Number seven, consider to take action to approve a resolution for 5-year updated mitigation action plan. Max?
The way I understand that is every 5 years, we have to submit that to FEMA and they approve it, and it's mostly just an update. It's an update to what's happened in our county, population-wise, buildings-wise, things, and changes in the federal or state resources that may be available if we have a natural disaster. So they just have to go through and look at that, check our numbers, what we submit to them, and look it over and say, yeah, that's good. So basically, that's all we're doing, because these are natural disasters, it's what it covers. So if our population doubled, or we got a lot more businesses, or what are we looking at if something happens? And FEMA's had it for quite some time now. ATCOG sent me the email saying that they've got it back, and they've approved it. Now they're just waiting on us to say, okay, that we'll accept what they approved.
All right, any questions? Motions?
I'm ready to approve it.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Number eight, consider and take action to remove Charlie Emerson as a member of the Bail Bond Board and appoint Toby Godfrey as a member of Bail Bond Board. We'll be having that meeting right after this one, so we gotta have some heads in here because we're blood and love. Nobody shows up. So. And Scott Smith wouldn't do it. So
I move to remove Charlie Emerson and appoint Toby Godfrey as a member of this board.
Second. Okay, got a motion second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Thank you, Toby. I got some more things to get you on. Okay. Number nine, designate new annex located at 204 Texas Highway 37 South for administrative and judicial functions. Ellen, you're up. It is what it is.
It's just according to the Constitution. We have to, so that our actions are ratified.
Okay.
It's part of the county officially, any new construction.
Yeah.
We did it the first time when we built onto the jail, or to the administrative side there.
We were redoing the courthouse.
Back in 2005. Yeah. Yeah. We had discussed it like a couple months ago, I think. Mm-hmm. And so I realized that we're getting close to the time for it to be completed. So yes. I asked Beth to put it on the agenda.
Okay. All right. Any questions?
Close.
Yay!
Yeah.
Nice new facilities.
Do you want that? On the floor plan, and when I notify the state, it's 206. So that's what I put as the state to move. I sent Bob an email concerning that.
As soon as I contacted ATCOG, I sent out, what was the one I sent out?
It's 204.
204.
But on our floor plans and what he was saying.
206 is the sheriff's department, isn't it?
208.
See, that's what I asked you when ATCOG said it at 204, is why didn't they set it at 206? Because there's not enough space for another building in between them anyway.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know.
They do it by every 10. Feet, basically, for different assignments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All I know is I sat there and she said, okay, it's going to be 2 hours we're up, sent out.
Whether there's a building there or not.
The 9/11 office has to assign that number.
Yes, that comes out. Yeah, I'm not that cognitive of it. So.
So, do we leave it on my end at 206? Because my concern is if I go back and change that to 204 with the state, that's going to push us out even further for my work order.
I wouldn't do anything to the state. I'd live just like it is, because it would take a year and a half to get the state of Texas to do anything.
Yes. That's what I was telling Hill when I called Hill. That's going to be a whole new work order if I have to change that address.
Okay. We'll just, after we get it, we'll change it after we get it. How's that? So, hey, we've got that guy.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, but Bob was wondering.
The original 9-3 was the 206. And that was under the original building plan before we got involved with the annex. And then all the permits and everything pulled from the city and everything was the 206 as well. So at some point in time, if we do go with the 204, I'll probably need to get with the city and change those as well. That's
I mean, I don't see where 206 would hurt, and I'll just call ATCOG. I'll call Earl Wilson and make it 206.
And, you know, the jail's 208, where the next building closest could be the 206, and then there's not room between us and 4204 here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I'll just call her and tell her to see if we can move to 206 instead of 204. I don't think that's going to be a
big deal. I don't think it's going to be a big deal.
Okay. Well, I have one question. I may have missed this since I've not been to several meetings for a while. Have you officially designated that building as Courthouse West Annex? I know we've called it that for a while now, or several people have referred to it, but I think you're required to have the official action to designate those things.
That's kind of what we're doing. That's what she's doing, to designate
that.
That's
in the Texas Constitution.
And that's kind of what I mean, that's court action. Yeah, that's what she's doing. That's what this is for.
Okay, so 206 and it's West Annex?
204.
I mean, 204.
We're going to call it 204.
Yeah, so.
Do we have more time? No, I said here at 204, 206.
Let's amend it. We have a motion.
I make a motion to designate 206 Texas Highway 37 South as the West Annex for the administrative and judicial functions.
Okay.
No offense, can we do that yet?
Because we
don't have official word from ATCOM.
Well, apparently you got notice when you started building it, correct?
And she was original building did.
And I didn't think we had anything, so I called her again. She gave me a different one. Okay. So as long
that
as
that may be why she gave me a different one, because they already had 206.
Jeff, yeah. Could you make it possible that Ellen's office be 206 or 204 and the other office be 204?
I don't know.
Four, that way the mail goes to separate offices.
Well, I'll keep my P.O. box. I mean, the only thing that's going to come to the address for the license plates and anything overnight.
Well, let's just keep it as we got it on the, how's that? Let's just keep it as we got it, and I'll call them if we have some changes, we come in and
read it. I want to change the motion back to 204 then?
Yeah, it's going to 204. That way we don't have any problems right now. Mm-hmm. All right, do you have a motion?
Yes.
204.
Second.
Thank you. Second. All right. All favor say aye. All opposed. Yeah. We're up to discuss airport grant. We've been waiting for this one. This is all exciting. You got 3 minutes.
It's not going to take that long. So previously, I came in and discussed with y'all these. I don't like to use the word grant because even the gentleman I talked to said it's not a grant for various projects on the airport. And what I told you guys is that TxDOT, because TxDOT oversees all this, TxDOT is requesting that there be a county employee as the airport manager. I believe that you volunteered to do that at the time, but I want to make sure that the court is clear on what this means. TxDOT doesn't want to talk to me. There's no grant applications for me to fill out or anything like that. They want the person who is the airport manager to contact them. Now, the one funding source that is called a grant is going to have plans for everything that you intend to do with that money prior to requesting those funds. So whoever is going to be the airport manager is going to be TxDOT's point of contact in Franklin County. That means you're going to have to do all the updates to them. You're going to have to keep them in the loop. And anytime they want to contact you or come inspect the airport or anything like that, that's who they're going to contact. The other two funding sources, all you got to do is call them and ask for it. And that money can be, one of them can be banked up to 4 years so that you can kind of, you know, build up some money to do a specific project. But the long and the short of it is that TxDOT doesn't want, like, they don't want it by committee. It's not going to be like one person requests the funds and then we get the funds and then you kind of decide what you want to do with it and you go out and do it. They want one point of contact who has all of the things when they call and request the money. And then if this funding source, which I don't know, is going to be anything like the other funding sources that we use with TxDOT, it's going to be monthly updates with paperwork to show exactly what was done, what expenditures were made, how long it took you to receive those items, you know, or have those items been installed yet, or has that project been completed yet. They're going to want for the funding source I use with TxDOT, it's a 6-inch 3-ring binder every year of paperwork that I keep up with for just that one. Now, there are three funding sources here that you can get from that, but that's what they're wanting somebody to keep up with, and that's also going to be the person that if, you know, the grass gets too tall and covers up the landing lot or whatever, that's going to be who they call and talk to. But they don't want to talk to me. He even specifically says in this email, I currently have Mr. Gandy listed as the airport manager. We would like the sponsor to be somebody at the county that has spending authority and that we can contact directly. So it's going to be, I say all that to say this. This is going to be a little more than just on a piece of paper point of contact. Like, it's going to be something back and forth with TxDOT, probably at the very least monthly. But constant contact, I would imagine.
It's typical.
Yeah, it's state of Texas. And honestly, my experience with TxDOT is not super great in terms of paperwork and what they request and the, I guess, specificity of which they request it. I'm not overly impressed with them, and I'll be happy to help, but I just simply can't be the sole point of contact for that. That's
refresh my memory. On these funding sources, can we utilize any of those funds to pay for this point of contact?
Maybe.
Just curious.
So the routine airport maintenance program, which is the only one that uses the word grant, is a 90-10 split grant up to 100,000. Well, 110,000.
Is that that ramp grant?
Yeah, that's ramp. And it's got very specific things, and that's the one where the whole project is going to have to be outlined before you ask for the funds. And it's, like I said, it's only up to like 110,000. But then non-primary entitlement and the IIJA BIL grant, which stands for, I don't know what BIL stands for, it's an infrastructure money. That's money you can just call and ask for, but you have to report what you spend it on as you spend it. So, I mean, it may not be monthly, but every time you cut a check, you're going to have to show them what you spent the money on.
One thing that was, you know, one of our original comments are discussing this too, the amount of money, the resources that are out there. And we had some issues that need to be taken care of at the airport. So I'm asking the court, does it work? I mean, would it be worth the headache to especially to Marla's point, find somebody, we can hire somebody to do that point of contact?
So I will do research on what MPE funds. I have the routine maintenance grant, it's got some very specific things that it'll fund. It says airside maintenance, after airside maintenance has been addressed, small capital improvement projects, and then ineligible work projects. I don't see anything that directly prevention, somebody to do that more damage than that. But the non-primary entitlement is, I mean, they put it on here, Franklin County gets $150,000 each fiscal year, and you can save that up to 4 years for a total of $600,000 for like a big project. I don't have what it will fund right here in front of me. And then it doesn't say how much the BIL, IIJA grant gives, but that seems to be one that money is funded to the state and they determine how much they give you, the state does. So that would be TxDOT's determination of how much they would like to give the county on that funding source. So I can look into it and see if any of these specifically preclude or include an airport manager as possible use of the funds, but I don't know off the top of my head.
Is it required to be a full-time position or can it be a part-time position?
It is, they didn't say. It's just somebody who the county grants spending authority to and directly works for the county and can contact them. Gotcha. Not a private citizen that is a recreational sport call out, I think is what they're pointing out.
Okay. Or somebody like me who knows absolutely nothing.
I think the thing I want to stress to the court is that person is going to have a little more work than like what I do for Franklin County or what, you know, even Mr. Candy does or what anybody thinks it would entail just offhand. It's going to be a...
You're going to add something to your to-do list every week.
Yes, sir. Okay. And at least a weekly thing.
All right. Anybody got any questions?
Just go ahead. Adding to that, that a lot of those grants and what most airport managers also keep up with is the number of takeoffs, landings, and such.
All that's already part of getting the funding is those records. Yeah. The number of planes that are permanently stationed there, how often they're
headed there. 20 years.
Because the NPE, the non-primary entitlement, is to do with the airport being part of the national private airport system, and that's where all those requirements come from. So in order to qualify for that NPE funding, you have to prove that all of that, that the airport is being utilized, otherwise why would they spend money on it?
Right, and that's what I'm getting at. And to be able to take off the landings and stuff, you have to be there.
How often does a private pilot on a cross-country flight land there, refuel, and leave?
That's still a takeoff and landing.
Right, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Without any of us ever knowing, nothing that might happen.
That's where it comes in pretty nice when you have cameras where you can feel
bad. Yes, I was about to say, if
which
you have that.
Which may be a fantastic thing to spend grant money on.
Well, the FAA knows every time that somebody helped me. I've been in the plane several times out there. You got to notify it. So there's a record.
Absolutely. I don't know what ATC controls are.
Before somebody takes off, they got to notify Fort Worth.
They don't have to.
No.
They got to do a flight plan if they go more than so many miles.
No, they don't do it.
The ones out there, they do the flight plan. Okay. Thank you. Well, this is just discussion. We'll kind of see where y'all want to go with this later and what y'all want to do.
I will look into that and I'll get back with you. I'll be able to use it like the same. And that way I'll have a
conversation. Okay. All right. That's it. Thank you. Okay. Number 11, record tax assessor collector continuing education transcript. We got those, right? Okay. So done. Number 12, consider take action to approve proposal from KB Technologies on access control system. Who's that one? Oh, that's yours. That's right. That's right. Bob, hold up.
This proposal is for the locking system, the security system of the building. It'll be the exterior security barriers. There'll be access cards and not key cards. So it'll just be where you swipe a card to come in, it'll log in who's there, who's not there, whenever somebody comes in. So all that'll be secured. We'll keep the side door and the back door locked all the times and only access through the cards. The front door will be open always during business hours, but then it'll be locked where anybody that has this access with the cards can come into the building facing any time. It'll log in who it is, what time, and what time it leaves. So that'll be the perimeter access. It also has within what I'm going to call a panic device, which there will be 9 different stations or buttons that someone can hit and lock down the building, which will lock down all the perimeter doors. It'll lock down the doors going into the courtroom so that no one can come into the courtroom from either of the 2 entrances. It'll lock down the Justice Center as well as the DMV and Tax Center, and it will lock down the perimeter. You can always get out of the room, but you cannot get into it. So that's another part of this quote. Also, he has the sound system for the courtroom, which are basically microphones at the judge's station, at the 2 attorney stations, that will be basically just a sound system. It does not have a court, it will not be recorded. It will not be synced with any cameras. So it will just be basically broadcasting whatever's spoken in the microphone through 6 speakers up in the ceiling. So people in the courtroom basically can hear whatever. And in essence, that's what all that is. It includes the software with it. It will include the mag locks for the emergency lock rooms. And control the building and can control who can get into what. And even though it'll be a badge system or a card reader, it'll still work like a master lock system where you have a grandmaster. Let's say that somebody has 1 card, they'll open the door to the Justice cannot get over to the DMV side. DMV cannot get over to the side. And that's part of the program, so it'll be part of the hierarchy of the locking system. And then we'll have individual locks underneath that. So it works pretty much like a grandmaster system in the key. And it can be changed at any point in time. You can lock the building with an app. You can check the building. You can lock with an app. So it's basically the same system that you have out here at the courthouse.
Okay, any questions? Now this is, like I said, we're talking... Anybody that was at that meeting of that, do I not?
So we need to be routine.
Yes. Yes.
The
cameras are already paid for. We bought our cameras from, this doesn't include the cameras.
No.
Okay. This is just for the dot of the
People's already has the cameras on the perimeter of the building outside as well as the cameras inside.
Okay.
So all he's going to do is coordinate with Seth to make sure that his software will actually work with access cameras.
So what's the bottom line on the cost?
It was 32 and change for the locking system and a little over 3,000 for the audio system.
Okay.
And I think I put it on there what we had in our overall main budget in those line items as well. I think we got 35 in there for the security lock-in. I actually had 20 in there for the audio system in the main budget, but that was going to be the cameras and all the other things.
So it'll actually be cheaper than what we had a budget for.
Okay. Both of them actually.
Oh, that's good.
The security will be about $2,000 to $3,000 less, but the sound system will be about $16,000.
Okay.
Well, the furniture took that.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So.
And more.
So. Is there a reason we didn't take action if it's already in the budget to do that, or do we need to?
It's just that it did not go out for bid, so we
thought, oh, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
It's under $50,000, so we don't have to do public bid, but it
needs to be approved.
Oh, okay. Okay, I see. I'm sorry. Good deal. All right, anybody have any questions? Mm-hmm. All right, do you have any motions to approve this? Don't anybody jump
the wire. I'll make my motion.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, got a motion, so you pick one up. We have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Mike, since you're up there, anything big going on? We're talking about the floor.
I backed up Center Point. Did actually come out last week and lay out their lines. They're supposed to be there today to actually be involved up to the building. They haven't shown up another before, but they still say that they will be there today to take the gas line up to the building. Once they do that, then they will set the meter on the building. We've already got the city approval from the inspector for our green tech, basically, for the piping, gas piping inside the building. So that's all done. It's just a matter of them running the line and set the meter, basically. But if the accounts are all set up, everything's going to have to work on it. Flooring people, they're probably there right now. I talked to them about 7 this morning. They were hooking up. They're out on the I said we'll get here from 9:30 to 10. We're going to start the shrink tile. We'll start back in the northeast side where the break room is, the bathroom, mechanical room, and the computer room. And that will be in the hallway, so we'll do that first, then we'll just work our way around. I've got Steve Slayton out there. He was over there when I left, but he'll need to work with them setting the floor drains and stuff in the bathrooms. So they're doing that. Tom came out there this morning. Got them set up now for the first week of February to come in, touch up, repaint, put everything through that way. Gadgets are still being made. They will come out and set those, send basically send what the ceramic tile set.
He's got, he'll have to paint that too, though.
No, those can paint.
Oh, they can paint.
We looked at that two different ways. We ended up leaving the painting of the cabinets with Elliot, or with Elliot Lester. Okay. So he does have the painting of the cabinets in there as well. Okay. So they will come, basically paint it, and then we'll set the, when they get those, we'll set the granite countertops. Then once that's set, they'll come in and measure the glass for the windows and set it. The last of all here is just we got a frames, we just got actually measured. So that's all going through there. A little bit of good news. I think I sent y'all the boom release from Wholesale Electric. So they were paid in full. So that is.
So can we release the check to them?
I got those calls within 5 minutes. But yeah. So we can go ahead and release that $10,000. And let's see what it is. Those are my things. Ready for meeting, which looks like we don't have a job week. I'll get the parking lot right up this week. And then we'll see what happens Monday.
And then when we open, we'll kind of set up a date for a grand opening and invite everybody. Mm-hmm. Ellen's going to cook. And
that's what I'm hoping.
But no, we'll have
a little. I'll get a check from Paris.
Yeah. We'll have a little grand opening when we get
there. Something just came to me when we were talking about the address. Maybe the reason they didn't use 206 to begin with, that has already been issued, but it wasn't to the West Annex. It was when it was the ambulance care.
That's right. Yeah.
So it was only issued as a 206, but now the name of the building has changed. So the 206 is probably the real address.
Okay.
But it would look in their book like it was already taken with ambulance.
That's probably your right. That's
so,
right.
I didn't take that when we were talking earlier, but that came down. It's
a good deal. All right. Anybody any questions for Bob? Bob, thank you.
I'll provide furniture. It will be here in about 2 to 3 weeks. Then once we move everybody, we'll move the stuff here over to the building.
I'm sorry to interrupt. What's the target date to move?
Right now, about the middle of February. Somewhere around the 15th.
Can I get in and do the inspection before you start moving everything?
No, ma'am.
I saw y'all's truck out there the other day. Yeah. I figured out what you did.
No, actually, Bill was installing some of the bathroom stuff already. He and my grandson were over there installing stuff already. But
y'all got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Good deal. All right. When are we going to be able to test, make sure the pump's working, the sewer? Make sure all that's working.
Actually, the power's on that now.
Oh, is that right?
So that is wired in. can't run the emergency generator until we get the gas to it.
Oh.
And I can't run the AC units, even though they're wired up. I can't run them until I get gas on those. But the thermostats are in, they're wired up. The only thing that is not wired up and wires pulled to it is the 2-watt water heaters. And we'll set those, and then we just have to tie the power into them. They're electric and not gas.
Okay, good deal. All right. Anybody else?
Just so everybody's aware, they'll be here next Monday to power wash the courthouse. It'll be a 2-day process. They'll start Monday, finish up Tuesday afternoon. We're off on Monday, so it's the perfect day to start. And then they'll finish up on Tuesday after that power wash. And there was something else. A courthouse generator is in the process. We removed the old one. They'll be out here to begin the process of installing the new one that we donated to us. It's the AFCOG.
Oh, they arrived. I talked to them the other day. The people here are going to go underground for the gas, I believe, out here. Well, they didn't know whether to go over here to the old jail or go out to the road. And I said,
oh, no.
Now listen, we got all kinds of piping going out to the field out there. I said, for God's sake, don't hit anything. So that's all we need, something to blow up like that. So I kind of scared him a little. That kind of scared him a little bit. I said, he said, well, we can get the plans. Do y'all have plans? I said, we probably do not. I have no idea where that.
I do.
Do you? Okay.
I got the geothermal plans.
We got the geoplanes, that's right.
Yeah, so, I got them.
Yeah. I may get them to call you. Their eyes kind of got big when I told them. So they may send them your way. I was wondering who had those. So.
Do we know when they're going to start?
Yeah.
The generator?
They've already started. But
I mean, on getting a new one.
He said he's waiting for them to come to the gas, and then once the gas lines get up, then they're going to put some more concrete because it's a little bit bigger.
Yeah, well, we'll have to wait on center point. That's
like work.
Imagine that.
Yes. So that'll be a 3-week process, like it always is. So from there, I feel like probably March 1 is probably a good target. Yeah.
We have the guy coming back February the 4th. Hopefully we'll get the bell working again. So I'm excited about that. So he came back once in the summertime and there was 9 billion wasps up there, and he said, I'm not touching that. And he left. I said, come back in the wintertime. So we've been on the phone with him about 300 times since middle of December trying to get him back here. So.
And all those weights are still distributed up there over the beams. So
I know.
No,
we're going to put in we okay with Texas Historical Commission, and I have to do everything with them, but it's going to be, what is it, Marla? It's electrical, but we're not to wind.
It's kind of like a digital clock, basically.
We were having to climb up there, and every one of us would get way too big and old to climb up there.
Wind the clock.
And wind the clock once a week. That's a young man's job.
Just
kind of
electricity.
Yes.
So we got that installed.
Yeah, we got everything ready. They're just going to be here February 4th, so I'm excited about getting the clock going ding ding again. Yeah.
I do
know
all
the
elected officials that have access to our network server. We have the state mandated cybersecurity training. Please update your spreadsheet and get it back to me this week. Also, any new officials, don't forget you have open records that you have to do that 1-hour training.
And that's everybody got elected. It just comes.
Yeah, it's not
if
just
you've been here 20
elected.
Years, you still got to do it.
Anybody that's like me, I have to do it.
Yes. Now we got to what, June 1st on the cybersecurity?
Yes, it's June 1st. The quicker you do it, the you don't have to worry about remembering it. Or me reminding you the time.
Me and I'm around to have a contest. Who can be the last one? I'm going to be the I think I won. He won last time. He was the last one. All right. Anybody else got anything for the good of the county? At 2 o'clock, we are having a big meeting. We're going to move upstairs because there's going to be a lot of folks here. We're going to discuss. I really think Paul's, apparently Facebook is going crazy about Paul's. So I think there's going to be a lot of people here. I'm going to come and see you. Well, they're going to be here on the fire department stuff anyway. Our big discussion is going to be about the fire department. Y'all have some good questions now. I've got several for the attorney coming out of Austin talking about the emergency service district. I want everybody to, as everybody's
very pro-fire department. There's not anybody up here that's against any of the fire departments. It's the way that we fund it. And Russell, we're learning more every day about it, because I called Russell and he says, he called his attorney and it's going to be a brand new entity. So, you know, that's the negatives. If you're over 65 and frozen, you're going to get unfrozen. Apparently, I want to see what the lawyer says from them, because he's pro ESD. I want everybody here at the pros and the cons of everything we do. One thing we're going to do, I think everybody's in agreement, we're going to have to fund our fire services. California's a great example of what happens whenever you start defunding fire departments. There's not help out there to do that, so we're going to do something.
Yeah. I just had one question that I've had two or three people ask me after they saw the agenda. This is called an emergency services district.
Yes.
Will the ambulance service be rolled into this as well?
That's going to be discussed today. I think personally it should, but the thing about it is,
it seems to.
When Melissa gets her money for doing this, and then Russell's office, they get a certain amount, because it's a new, just like we have to pay, the school district has to pay, and we have to pay, the city has to pay, the water district has to pay. And then when Melissa gets her money, then you're going to have to, then you got paid firemen that you're going to, I'm telling you, that's a big thing. Everybody wants to be paid. There's no volunteerism is going out the window, so they want to be paid. So there's more money out there. And then you're going to have to find somebody who's going to do payroll. I hadn't even thought about that. And that's the reason.
There's administrative, yeah.
There's a lot of them. So when you get through with all that, how much are you going to have left to buy fire trucks, apparatuses, and buildings, and everything else? Not much.
Unless that changed.
We can fund the volunteer fire department. Yeah. Like we should have been.
Yeah. Yeah.
For what their administrative costs.
That's exactly right. And I want everybody to, and I'm not against giving this to the voters personally, but I want the voters to understand. I talked to a lady last night when I started talking to her. She was 100% for the fire, this ESD. And then I said, well, did you realize this? No, did you realize this? No. She said, I'm against it. I mean, it went from 100% to zero in a matter of about 3 minutes. And she didn't realize the 65 thing. This lady was over 65. And she said, ooh, I didn't even think about that. Well, so there's a, and that's I'm against the May election. I already told the city manager, I'm against the May election. We'll find out more. Let's do it in November. If we decide to do it, let's do it in November. It's going to be a year before we get the money anyway, correct?
I think the way Russell and I talked, it takes a year to put it on the tax bill, correct, Russell?
That's a good question for the attorney this afternoon.
Yeah.
So if it was something that once the vote and the voters approved it, you know, part of that taxation is all the taxpayers are entitled to a notice. So there's no way in my eyes for them to be able to be created and actually have a levy this year. I think it would, at the earliest, it would be something that would happen in 2026.
Yeah.
And as far as the taxing level is, unless it's changed since the last time I looked at it, they're allowed some limit. That they have some limits on what they can levy a tax on. Number one, but the first 3 to 5 years, I can't remember exactly which, they can have a higher level while they're.
10 cents. So my understanding is, as high as they go lower after a while.
Yeah, then they automatically have to go down because the first is.
I don't know. That's going to be.
That's what I said. Yeah. That's what it used to be. I don't know if it's changed, but they
have to be voter approval before it goes down.
I'm sorry.
The only way they reduce it is voter approval. The voters are going to vote, and they're going to go 10 cents. If they vote again, they're going to have 10 cents for every $100 evaluation on their property. Non-exempt.
There is no homestead.
And that 10 cents is what it costs for all those four commissioners to patch and repair the roads the best we can for the whole year.
Right. But anyway, equipment, and that's the reason I'm saying that it makes sense. Most fire departments in larger cities, the ambulance service and everything is part of that system. So, and how much are you already spending on that?
We have got to step up. We've got to step up as a county and do more for our fire departments. We do. And I'm not against that at all. I mean, I think that we have, I know there for, Marla, you were here, I think that ever, I think they intended to do it once, they bought a fire truck for each department for 4 years, and that went on for like 8 years or something like that, and then they just stopped it because it was supposed to be for just going around getting everybody a new fire truck. And now, yeah, all of them, yeah, it's, like everything else has gotten ridiculous, so. Our water district, big news?
Big news.
The dam, you all update them on the dam, what do you got?
We're moving forward every day, it's looking like maybe possibility, you don't want to promise anything, but possible turning dirt in July 25. We still have a lot of steps to take prior to that.
Well, I found out something a couple days ago, y'all got a new president. I didn't know Gary resigned.
Yes. 15 years, he felt like that was enough.
Yeah, yeah, so congratulations.
Thank you.
I guess, I don't know. So, all right, well, that sounds good. Rick, you got anything?
I have a heating unit, actually unit over the 200 part of the bill that is, I've tried and tried and tried to fix. Their suggestion is to replace it. I've got a part in Friday. It's only about, because I'm mandated by the state what the temperature has to stay back there in the jail. Moved everybody out of the 200 wing except for one tank, and I put space heaters in there for that, but they would probably get on to me about that if they saw the extension cord, because somebody needs an extension cord hanger stuff. But I needed the space, but it's costing me money, but I think I can fill the jail up with Smith County and Nacogdoches. But they brought that part Friday, put it on, and it's good at work. And so they can't figure it out other than it's just, it's cold. It's one of the original units that were put on the 200 wing when that was built in 1997.
Yes, 99.
99, yeah.
So it's 26 years old.
Yeah. So
much more than that.
If y'all have not correctly, I'll probably tell them today. More than me at doing. Okay, because it's.
Well, that's
I've tried to fix it, and it's just it's not fixing. It's not going. Well,
that's for you tomorrow. Then
well, she should have read yes.
Okay. All right. Anybody else got anything for me to adjourn? 2 o'clock, be here, be square. I got a probate to do here in just a minute. So
we have a bill block board. We need that block.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second to adjourn. All in favor say aye. All opposed. Thank y'all.
Who was the motion?
I did a real lot of
these.